All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Thursday, November 11th. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader and every morning I sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, joining me is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Good morning.
Now, Mark has 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money, way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So let's take a look and see what the markets did yesterday, and stocks were lower again. Mark, what do you think about this?
Well, Marcus, yesterday the story was all about inflation. So the consumer price index was released, which is a basket of products ranging from gasoline and healthcare to groceries and rents. And that rose 6.2% in October from a year ago, hitting its highest level, pardon me, in three decades and its fifth straight month higher.
So yeah, and this is a challenge because how do you battle inflation? Well, this is by raising interest rates. And that's what would mean that it gets more difficult for growth companies to borrow money. And this is why yesterday the Nasdaq was really hit hard. I mean, the Nasdaq down 1.44% yesterday.
Sliding from record highs that we saw just a couple days ago. And you're right, Marcus, that was the biggest mover when we look at the major indices. We're just shy of 3% lower from record highs with the NASDAQ. And a lot of that had to do with a spike in the 10-year yield.
Yeah, let's take a look at the 10-year yield. So yesterday, spiking higher. And this is where, you see, interest rates, at first, the Fed said, yeah, we got to do this in 2023. Then the Fed said, maybe we do it 2022. And right now, traders are factoring in that they do it mid-2022, as early as July 2022. And this is why yesterday stocks got hit hard. But then there was also good news. We had good news yesterday where the U.S. weekly jobless claims dipped to another pandemic low. And I just want to quickly show you this chart here that's from Business Insider. I saw this where, yep, it's going lower, lower, and lower. So that's kind of good news, right?
That is good. That
yeah.
is Anyhow, good.
Yeah, it seems that yesterday traders were just focused on inflation. This morning,
and bond market, I was going to say bond markets are closed today for Veterans Day. So will there be a little pause there in the bond worry? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see it. Well, we'll take a look at what the market's doing here this morning. But first, we gotta talk about Tesla. Mark, you called it. You actually called it when we talked about this on Monday, where he said, okay, he did this Twitter poll over the weekend and said, okay, I'm thinking about selling up to 10% or 10% of my stocks. What do you guys think? I will abide to the poll, whatever outcome it has. But you said, nah, I think he wanted to sell it all along. And sure enough, he did. Did you see that?
I saw a little bit of that. It looks like he started the filings like in September, right?
Look at this. Yes, he set this plan in motion on September 14th. So the king of PR did it again. Using Twitter here to, actually rally the troops, but this is where it turned out that he was planning it all along. So this is where he sold, I think it was $1 billion on Monday, and then another $3.9 billion over the next few days, Tuesday and Thursday. So this is tricky. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, Elon, I mean, he's a sharp guy. He unloaded $5 billion of Tesla stock. And rather than just doing it, you know, under the in the shadows and kind of a little game plan there to let his followers approve of it, even though it was always in the works. And I mean, he had to pay some taxes on those options that he exercised anyway. So yeah, it's all right. It's his first sale since 2016.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, he said that he wanted to sell 10%. Right now, he has only sold 3%. So will he sell some more? I mean, right now, traders think that this will help paying his taxes because yesterday, Tesla was already up 4.3%. And this morning, following through with up another 3.2% here, almost cutting this this loss here from earlier in the week in half. So we'll see. Is he done or will he sell some more?
And Tesla was due for a pullback anyway, so
yeah, this good excuse. Is crazy here. Okay, now talk about Tesla. We got to talk about Rivian. So Rivian had its IPO yesterday. I need to switch to a 5-minute chart so that we see what happened yesterday. So they priced their IPO at $78, and then they opened what around $105, went as high as $120, but then pulling back, still up. What, 30% here yesterday?
Huge first day of trading, up approximately 29%. And this morning, up 7.6% pre-market trading. So the sixth biggest IPO in U.S. history. And with today's pre-market gains, Rivian has a higher market value than both Ford and GM.
Jeez. All right. We'll definitely keep following this and keep an eye on it. I'm not trading it, Mark. Are you trading it?
No, I like the IPOs to settle down. This is just kind of craziness right now.
Yeah, because if you look at Coinbase and switching to a weekly chart, we had something very similar here with Coinbase and where it first simmered down. Same with Robinhood, right? If we take a look at that. So where at first, yay, excitement, and then pulling back. So let's see. Hey, talking about Coinbase, I mean, Coinbase just had a bad day yesterday. Yesterday was not a good day for Coinbase. So yesterday down 8%.
Yeah, reporting quarterly revenue that was worse than expected and monthly active transactions lower too with Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin was really quiet during the quarter. So yeah, probably a better quarter this next one.
Yeah, Bitcoin making new all-time highs yesterday, trading as high as 69,000.
69
even.
Before pulling back, yep.
And now pulling back a little bit. Okay, so earnings season is winding down, but we still have a few companies here reporting earnings. And it seems that the later they report earnings, the worse it gets. Let's talk about Disney here, right? I mean, in the beginning, what was it? 86% of the companies in the S&P beat expectations. Then a few did not, and it dropped down to 80% beating expectations. I wouldn't be surprised if right now we are at 79%. Did you see how many are beating expectations right now?
I haven't seen that. I don't think it would have dropped that much, but to your point, things have kind of calmed down and we're seeing some worse than expected, Disney being one of them. So they reported earnings of 37 cents a share versus 51 cents expected on revenue of 18.53 billion and 18.79 billion was expected. But here's where I think traders are really a little bit concerned, and that is subscribers. So with Disney Plus subscribers, only 2.1 million subscribers were added. And that was down from the 12.6 million from the previous quarter. So a huge difference in subscribers. And it was about a 9 million subscriber miss, right? So analysts, they were expecting about 9 million more subscribers, which I think is the key ingredient here with today's drop. Sure, they missed. But if they were adding a ton of subscribers, yeah, that just pads the pockets for the future, right? And they're on track to, I think their goal is to have 230 million subscribers by 2024. So that was a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, and right now they're at 125 million, right? And I mean, expected was that by now they would 158 million. So seems that they're falling behind, and it seems that the streaming war here is actually heating up. The streaming war between Netflix, Disney, who else do we have? Hulu, HBO Plus, Showtime, right? I mean, everybody is streaming right now.
Hulu is part of the Disney Plus package now.
It is.
So, yeah. But so speaking of the wars, Disney did say that they expect a lot of content in the fourth quarter, and Chief Financial Officer Christine McCarthy, she said that Q4 will be the first time in Disney Plus history that we plan to release original content throughout the quarter from Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, and Nat Geo all in one quarter. So they're trying to make sure that they get content out to compete.
Okay, Disney's version of Squid Game.
Yeah.
We will see, because Netflix took it home there. Let's take a look at Netflix here. I mean, Netflix also down yesterday with the overall market. I mean, we talked about it. NASDAQ was down 1.5%. Netflix in line down being 1.38% this morning, bouncing slightly back. Okay, but a few more earning plays. Beyond Meat. These guys are getting hammered.
They are. That's a rough, what, down 16%, almost 17% pre-market.
Yeah.
So they had a wider than expected quarterly loss, reporting a loss of 87 cents per share when 39 cents per share was expected. That was a loss of 39 cents expected. The company made $106.4 million in revenue, missing estimates of $109.2. So
yeah,
earnings and revenue miss.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at these guys, they were as high as 221 and right now pre-market trading just shy of $80, as I said, down 16%. Crazy. Now, on the other hand, Affirm. What's the symbol? AFRM.
Yeah.
Affirm Holdings. I mean, all over the place. Yesterday, down 15% in anticipation of earnings, but then they released earnings and jumped this morning 22%. I mean, holy cannoli.
They beat expectations. So beating the revenue expectations was a plus. But I think even the bigger news was they announced an expansion of its agreement with Amazon. So now they are the sole third-party buy now, pay later option for Amazon, which I think is really driving this stock right now.
Yeah. All right, we got to look at AMC. So AMC this morning, it's actually doing better. It was down more this morning after the CEO said that he is going to sell shares. And you don't want to hear this, that the CEO is selling shares. Because if you look at it at a weekly chart, it's not that we are trading at new all-time highs. I mean, the way how Elon Musk did it, he sold shares at an all-time high. So that's good, right? I mean, some profit-taking. That is okay. But here, AMC CEO said, I'm selling around $25 million in shares. And this does not mean, I'm super confident that we will go back up to 70 or 80. It means that he's kind of expecting that they're around there, that this is a fair price around 38, or even that this might be a high.
And that's where trying to interpret the motives of the shareholders, the main shareholders, that gets a little tricky, right? Because if he did expect the stock to jump to 70, then he would want to wait. So is this sell before it gets worse? Or maybe he just didn't want Elon to have all the fun.
We'll see. Hey, one more thing that I saw this morning, which I thought was really interesting, is so what did we all do when working from home? Well, the sales of pregnancy tests are on the rise. So work from home, and it seems that sales of pregnancy tests are hitting record highs here. And that's good news for retailers like Walmart, Target, and Target, because if there will be another baby boom. And could we have a pandemic baby boom? I mean, possible. We will see. I think over the next few months, it will be very telling. And then, yes, of course, that's good for Walmart and Target with all the baby shower clothes and, strollers and cribs and everything. So we'll see. I just thought that this was interesting.
Yeah, that's the new baby boom.
The new baby boom. There we go. The pandemic baby boom. Okay, so we got to jump over to trade with our mastermind, and definitely interesting markets. We were looking at a few trades yesterday. We'll hopefully find a few more trades today. If you would like to know how exactly we trade, we have a few videos linked in the description. Take a look at these, and we'll see you later in Coffee with Marcus, and then tomorrow morning again with our stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.